Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Welcome to another chilling dive into the unexplained. Today we're heading to the historic Glen Tavern Inn in Santa Paula, California, a place where history and mystery collide. Built during the oil boom of the early 20th century, this Tudor-style gem has hosted Hollywood elites, oil tycoons, and if the stories are to be believed, a few ghostly residents who never checked out. Legend has it, room 307 holds the key to the inn's most famous hauntings. There's Calvin, the spectral cowboy, rumored to have met a tragic end during a high-stakes card game. And then there's the bride, a ghostly figure whose whispers are said to echo the building's darker past, a time of prohibition, secret speakeasies, and, well, let's just say, questionable activities on the top floor. Are these simply tales woven into the rich fabric of Santa Paula's history? Or is something truly paranormal at play? Join me, Tony Bruschi, as we unravel the haunted history, explore eyewitness accounts, and ask the ultimate question. Is the Glen Tavern Inn a portal to the past or something far more sinister? Let's dig in. The Glen Tavern Inn opened its doors in 1911, a striking Tudor craftsman-style building nestled in the small town of Santa Paula, California. This was a time of booming oil fields and flourishing citrus orchards, making Santa Paula an epicenter for both wealth and opportunity. Designed by architects Burns and Hunt, the inn quickly became a cornerstone of the community, a luxurious retreat for the businessmen and their families who descended on the region. Its welcoming ambiance and prime location also made it a magnet for Hollywood stars filming westerns in nearby locations. Guests like William Jennings Bryan and world-renowned pianist Ignacy Jan Paderewski were known to frequent the hotel during its heyday. With its polished wood interiors, roaring fireplaces, and well-appointed rooms, the Glen Tavern Inn was the epitome of early 20th century elegance. But behind the facade of prosperity lay a shadowy undercurrent. By the 1920s, the Prohibition era had transformed the inn into a place of intrigue. While the downstairs operated as a legitimate hotel, the third floor allegedly became a haven for less than legal activities. Rumors swirled about speakeasies and gambling parlors tucked away in its upper rooms. Some even whispered about a brothel operating out of the same floor, giving rise to tales of danger and violence. This murky past would later become a focal point for many of the inn's most chilling legends. The connection between its darker days and the alleged hauntings began to surface in the mid-20th century as the building started to show signs of wear and tear. By the post-World War II era, the Glen Tavern Inn had lost its luster, its clientele dwindling to a trickle. Locals reported strange happenings during this time, doors that slammed shut without cause, distant footsteps echoing in empty hallways, and the feeling of being watched in certain parts of the building, particularly on the infamous third floor. Room 307 in particular garnered a reputation for being different. While most rooms offered a quaint, quiet stay, guests in room 307 reported unexplainable cold drafts, even in the heat of summer. Some claimed to hear faint laughter or conversations just on the edge of audibility. These reports became so common that the staff began treating them as part of the inn's lore, offering explanations ranging from faulty windows to overactive imaginations. Skeptics have often pointed to environmental factors to explain the occurrences. The Glen Tavern Inn's age means it has its fair share of creaky floorboards, uneven heating, and occasional drafts. Add in the power of suggestion, and it's easy to see how an atmospheric building with a storied past could spark the imagination. The ghosts, they argue, are nothing more than tricks of the mind fueled by tales passed down through generations. But even with rational explanations on the table, the legend of Room 307 continued to grow. Paranormal investigators and thrill seekers began flocking to the Glen Tavern Inn, each eager to experience its mysterious energy for themselves. They weren't disappointed. In the early 2000s, the inn underwent a massive restoration, bringing it back to its former glory. With its revitalization came a renewed interest in its haunted reputation. Guests started sharing stories of encounters with a spectral cowboy, an apparition described as tall and thin, dressed in late 19th century attire. Nicknamed Calvin, this ghost is said to appear near room 307, where he allegedly died after a heated gambling dispute turned deadly. Adding to the mystique is the tale of the spectral bride. Visitors claim to have seen a woman in white gliding silently through the halls or standing near windows. Theories about her identity vary, but many believe she is the spirit of a prostitute who met a tragic end during the inn's Prohibition-era heyday. Her presence is often accompanied by an overwhelming sense of sadness or an inexplicable chill. Still, not all experiences have been unsettling. Some visitors describe their encounters as oddly comforting, as though the spirits are merely echoes of a bygone era rather than malevolent forces. However, these initial reports laid the groundwork for what would become an enduring fascination with the Glen Tavern Inn, a fascination that continues to blur the lines between history and mystery. As word spread about the Glen Tavern Inn's haunted reputation, the reports of paranormal activity began to escalate, drawing the attention of seasoned investigators and amateur ghost hunters alike. Unlike the occasional eerie drafts or fleeting whispers described in earlier years, these encounters grew more vivid and specific, solidifying the inn's place among California's most notorious haunted locations. Room 307 remained the epicenter of the unexplained. Visitors recounted chillingly similar experiences, objects moving on their own, the distinct smell of tobacco wafting through the air despite a strict no-smoking policy, and even full-body apparitions. One guest reported waking in the middle of the night to see a tall, shadowy figure at the foot of the bed, staring silently before vanishing into thin air. Another claimed their bathroom faucet turned on by itself, flooding the sink with icy water before abruptly shutting off. Investigators with high-tech equipment began studying the phenomena, capturing mysterious electronic voice phenomena, EVP, recordings in room 307. Phrases like "deal the cards" and "get out" were allegedly detected, leading some to speculate that Calvin, the cowboy ghost, might still be reliving his final moments in a spectral loop. Thermal cameras also detected inexplicable cold spots near the room's door and windows, even when the rest of the building was warm. The spectral bride, meanwhile, seemed to extend her presence beyond room 307. Several guests reported seeing a woman in white descending the staircase, her veil trailing behind her. Some claimed they initially mistook her for a staff member dressed for an event, only to realize she vanished the moment they turned to ask a question. The sense of sadness she brought was described as almost tangible, leaving witnesses with an inexplicable weight in their chest long after the sighting. In 2013, the Glen Tavern Inn gained national attention when it was featured on the Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures. During their investigation, they claimed to experience physical sensations like sudden pressure changes and unexplained touches. A particularly chilling moment occurred when a static camera captured what appeared to be a shadow figure moving across the hallway outside room 307. Following the broadcast, the inn became a hotspot for paranormal enthusiasts, each eager to add their own experience to the growing lore. Some visitors brought dowsing rods or spirit boxes, devices used to communicate with the dead, while others simply relied on their instincts. While skeptics dismissed much of this as confirmation bias, the sheer number of consistent reports was difficult to ignore. One particularly unnerving theory about the hauntings involves residual energy. Paranormal experts suggest that the violent and emotionally charged events of the Prohibition era left a kind of psychic imprint on the Glen Tavern Inn. This residual energy, they argue, isn't caused by conscious spirits, but by the lingering echoes of past traumas replaying themselves like a broken record. Not everyone agrees with the idea of residual hauntings. Some believe the activity at the Glen Tavern Inn indicates intelligent hauntings, spirits actively trying to interact with the living. Guests have described instances where they felt unseen hands tugging on their clothes or heard voices responding directly to their questions. One visitor, a self-described skeptic, claimed to have asked aloud, "Is anyone here?" only to hear a faint but unmistakable response, "Yes." Of course, not all experiences can be easily explained or dismissed. In one harrowing account, a guest claimed they were awoken by what felt like someone sitting on their chest, a phenomenon often referred to as sleep paralysis. While some attributed this to psychological or neurological causes, others insisted it was a direct result of the inn's paranormal energy. Yet for all the ghostly encounters, the Glen Tavern Inn remains a cherished landmark in Santa Paula. Its blend of historical charm and supernatural intrigue continues to captivate visitors from around the world. Whether you believe in the hauntings or not, there's no denying the allure of a place where the past seems just a little closer than usual, and where every shadow might hold a story waiting to be told. So what do we make of the Glen Tavern Inn? Is it truly one of California's most haunted locations, or is it just another case of history inspiring the imagination? The stories of Calvin, the spectral cowboy, and the forlorn bride are undeniably captivating, but skeptics would argue they're more folklore than fact. Could the faint laughter and whispers, the shadowy figures, and the inexplicable cold spots simply be tricks of the mind influenced by the building's storied past? Psychological phenomena like pareidolia, the tendency to see or hear patterns where none exist, and the power of suggestion might explain much of what guests experience. Then there's the building itself, over a century old, filled with creaky floorboards, drafty windows, and echoes that could easily be mistaken for something otherworldly. But for those who've spent the night in room 307 or caught a fleeting glimpse of the bride descending the stairs, the paranormal explanations are just as compelling. Perhaps the Glen Tavern Inn is a place where the past lingers a little longer, where history refuses to fade entirely into the ether. Whether you're a skeptic or a believer, one thing is certain. This isn't just any old hotel. It's a portal to stories and mysteries that will keep us digging for years to come. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.